Looks like a seventh a stretch of the ball game. It's really not fair to do something like this, but I do thank you very much. 1982, I had a dream to start a little business. 1985, I had a nightmare and went broke. Started back in 1986. This was in Memphis, Tennessee. We decided to make a move in about 88. I wanted to move in 1990, but circumstances came up to where we had to move in 1989. In 88, I was in Dallas, came back, headed back towards Memphis, stopped off at Mount Vernon, Mount Pleasant, New Boston, Texarkana, went on all the way up, stopped at about 15 different Chambers of Commerce and Economic Development Committees. Out of these 15, I heard from one, and that was Linda Crawford, who was the VP of Economic Development at that time. She would call about every 3 or 4 months. Mr. Durant, you still thinking about moving? Yes, ma'am. Anything we can do? Not right now. If you need anything, please give us a call. And when the decision was made to make the move, I heard from 5 or 6 different chambers. To do due diligence, we would shut our plant down in Memphis on a Friday. We would take off and go to Fort Smith, other cities looking for buildings, knowing where I wanted to go, but I felt like to be fair to the family and to what, you know, to our future, we should look around a little bit. I kept coming back to Texarkana. We had an opportunity on a weekend to meet Swede Lee. And the family, we had a little van. There were 7 of us, I believe, maybe 8. It was kind of cool. We all had black windbreakers on. And we pull up in front of the chamber, Swede's at the door, and we pile out and just said, "My God, I think the old Oakland Raiders are here." You folks have accepted us, and we appreciate it very much. I appreciate the family for letting me do what I like to do, and that's help others. Of course, I've been involved, I've been on about 9 different boards since coming to Texarkana. I've enjoyed serving on these boards. Right now we support primarily Harvest Texarkana, of course Rotary, Alzheimer's Alliance, Water Springs Ranch. We have so many great nonprofits in this town, and you can't support them all. But in this audience, we have different folks that have chosen different ones to support the best way they can. I've got a lot of friends that don't support anything. I love them, but I don't like them. And I give them a hard time because a lot of them have more money than I do. And it's just like going on some of these boards. I believe if you're on the board, you're there for a purpose, and that's to work, do the best you can. I've been on several boards in about 4 or 5 weeks. 3 or 4 of them are gone because they don't like honesty. They don't like being challenged or expected to do really what they're there for. I don't know how long y'all want me to talk.
You're getting close.
But it's really unfair not to give somebody a hint about something like that. I had a little suspicion when I saw my son from Monroe, Louisiana here saw Norma, who's been sick all week, decide to come. She was coming to sit with Susan Bishop, a very good friend, could not be here. She's in Fort Worth. I kind of suspicion a little something. I do appreciate this. There's other folks in this community very much more deserving than me. So I'm going to work a little harder to really earn this award, and I thank y'all very much.